Stelling poll, woke Inquisition cancel Miss Swimsuit UK for saying all lives matter. By James Stelling poll on July 19, 2020. Miss Swimsuit UK has been stripped of her title after posting the message All Lives Matter on her Facebook page. Jasmine Archer-Jones, 23, won the 2019 title but all traces of her victory have been erased from Miss Swimsuit UK's website, apparently as a punishment for her wrongthink. In a Facebook post she has since deleted, but reproduced in the mail, Archer-Jones wrote last month. This is ridiculous now. It has to stop. All lives matter. If you look deeply into statistics, more unarmed white people died than black last year. 19-9. Think about that. Yes, what happened to George Floyd was wrong and unforgivable, but so is what happens to many other people of different races in similar situations. Yet they don't get to protest, loot, take over social media, create a day for their race, or even raise $10.3 million in aid of the person who passed. The majority of crime and deaths regarding black people is caused by black-on-black crime that happens in America. Innocent people are dying because of the riots proven by this article. Innocent businesses are also suffering, what for? Miss Swimsuit UK, which has publicly expressed its support for Black Lives Matter, claims to seek out the beauty stars of tomorrow and discover glamorous, accessible role models. It also claims on its Facebook page to have been empowering women since 2014. This is a somewhat puzzling claim from an organization so ready to shut down and airbrush from history any young woman so empowered as to hold an unfashionable opinion which she is brave enough to voice in public. Surely if they want to combat the oppressive phallocentric narrative that pretty girls in beauty contests are brainless airheads, they should be applauding Archer-Jones for her forthright opinions, not using them as an excuse for dropping her like a hot potato? Perhaps even more depressing, though, than Miss Swimsuit UK's endorsement of woke identity politics, which have nothing whatsoever to do either with pretty girls in swimsuits or with the kind of people who enjoy looking at pretty girls in swimsuits, is the way the story has been reported in the mainstream media. Many newspapers, not just the left-wing ones like The Mirror, but traditionally right-wing ones like The Mail, have reported the story with a heavily woke slant. Archer-Jones's Facebook statement was described in The Mail, for example, as a rant. Her boyfriend's statement that he doesn't buy into the idea of white privilege is characterized as an outburst. The paper goes on to give some prurient and unnecessary details about the background of politics of Archer-Jones's America-based boyfriend, a Donald Trump supporter, and even about what her parents do for a living. The strong impression given is that Archer-Jones has been caught doing something wrong. Yet in the comments below, it's clear that the vast majority of the paper's readers are sympathetic to Archer-Jones. There is something wrong here. It is patently unjust and stupid for the organizers of a beauty pageant to cancel its winner for the imaginary crimes of failing to endorse Marxist identity politics and for speaking unpalatable truths about George Floyd's background. That, there, is the story. But if not even our conservative newspapers cannot report it as such, then what hope is there that this madness will ever end? Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.